50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I feel more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday. We're out in L.A. broadcasting live from L.A. So it's what, 3 in the morning here?
It's 3 in the morning here in L.A. I played it all wrong last night because I had an 8:30 dinner reservation, which means that it was 11:30 on the West Coast.
Right. On the East Coast, you mean?
On the East Coast.
Yes.
So I think I left dinner at, let me see, dinner at 10:30.
Okay.
So what's that? 1:30?
1:30,
yeah.
Uncle Charlie got to get his nap now.
Yeah, I'm an old man, bro.
You need to take a nap before dinner?
Man, I'm at that point in my life where if I don't get 3 to 4 hours of sleep before I do anything, that thing ain't getting done.
I have an 8:30 dinner reservation tonight.
Oh, yeah, you crazy. Well, I had an 8:30 last night. I went to eat dinner last night at 8:30. I was good, though. I stayed up pretty much. I was just so nervous I was going to miss the radio. I just stayed up the whole time.
I should have took a nap before dinner, but I went to the gym, so that threw me all off.
Oh, man.
Well, I've been here since yesterday, so, you know, I did the same thing yesterday. Running around. Time difference is a killer.
Hey, but who gives a damn? We're here.
Man, what are we supposed to do here? I'm not sure. I'm just here with you guys. What are we doing here?
There's some iHeartRadio panels or something that we got to do. We're out here for work.
All day?
Yes, all day.
We're here to shake hands and
kiss babies
and move around in a room full of sneaky Trump supporters. Okay, that's what we're here to do.
Goodness gracious.
We're here to move around in a room full of sneaky Trump supporters.
Now, were they protesting at the airports when y'all took off or no?
Absolutely not.
No, I didn't see anybody. They said yesterday, though, the day before in L.A., they said it was crazy that the delays were like 4 hours.
People were off work.
Oh.
Monday, people got to get back to work. That's what the driver said yesterday. The driver said, people who protest have no job. I said, that's not true. Stop it. He was like, if you protest today, you have no job. I'm like, stop it. That's not true. Stop it.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Donald Trump some more, and he just fired the acting attorney general of the United States. We'll tell you why he fired her.
How do you not talk about Donald Trump and everything that's going on? In Washington right now.
Right now I know a lot of people are like, oh, politics, but you really have to pay attention because there's so many things going on that are affecting the average, everyday person.
Y'all have no idea how life and death it is right now.
Yeah.
He's only been in the office 11 days. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. I'm questioning anybody who says they really love America, and I'm questioning anybody who says they voted for Trump and they're happy with the moves he's made in the past 11 days. You're clearly not paying attention to what's going on.
All right. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. Get your ass up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. Is it just me?
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Wow. Good morning.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, in both sports, in football, both teams landed in Houston, so they will start practicing in Houston.
Oh, Lord, this is how you know it's about to be one of those weak times of the year.
Why you say that?
Because the sports start dwindling down. We're going to have, basketball and what else?
Basketball and baseball starts.
Baseball, the team landed. Who cares?
Hockey. I mean, that's all they're talking about. The team landed. They're going to start practicing in Houston and getting ready for the Super Bowl. You just upset your team didn't make it.
You're not upset yours didn't?
Cowboys had landed, you'd be excited.
Yeah. If the Cowboys had landed, I'd be in Houston right now, broadcasting from our station in Houston, which I can't remember right now because I'm sleepy.
No, well, I did see that
93.7 to beat.
There you go.
I did see Zeke chase the fan that jumped on the stage. I don't know what that was about. Did you see that? The fan that jumped on the field?
Hey, man, Zeke just trying to stay active in the offseason. That's all.
And I did see Odell dancing with the
Odell
mascot.
Odell just trying to stay limber in the offseason. He just want to be limber.
Now, let's talk about Donald Trump, man.
Well, Donald Trump has fired the acting attorney general. That is Sally Yates. And that is because he said that she has betrayed the Justice Department. That's all because she doesn't agree with his order on immigration.
So this is a dictatorship now?
That's exactly what it is.
People can't disagree with you?
She had instructed Justice Department lawyers not to defend the order that Donald Trump handed down. She said, at present, I am not convinced that the defense of the executive order is consistent with these responsibilities, nor am I convinced that the executive order is lawful. That's what she wrote. Now, Trump responded. He tweeted, of course, He said that Yates is an Obama attorney general, and that's that. And he also put out a statement via the White House. They said the acting attorney general, Sally Yates, has betrayed the Department of Justice by refusing to enforce a legal order designed to protect the citizens of the United States. This order was approved as to form and legality by the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel. He said Ms. Yates is an Obama administration appointee who is weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. It's time to get serious about protecting our country.
Sounded to me like she was doing her job. Like, if you see something, say something, right?
Absolutely. If you feel that something is not legal, which before she was even questioned for her position, they did agree to keep her on after Obama left office. They agreed. Trump's office agreed to keep her on as acting attorney general. And they even questioned her, if you were ordered to do something that was not lawful, what would you do? And she said, I would.
She did her job. She did her job.
This is crazy. So is this how it works now? If you don't agree with Trump, he fires you?
Yeah, that's how, that's how I worked on Celebrity Apprentice.
Now,
so why wouldn't it work that way in America?
Now, President Donald Trump also replaced the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement as well.
Listen, there's no way you say you love America and you are happy with the moves Trump has made in the past 11 days. If you really care about this country, you will open your eyes and realize that America is in some serious danger.
Yeah, but what could you do at this point? What could you do?
Pray, I guess. Pray and mobilize and organize. And then, you know, while all of this BS is going on, we're being distracted from the fact that China is preparing for a potential military clash with the U.S., okay? A senior military official in the Chinese military said war within the president's term are a reality.
And this has been brewing for quite some time, and that all started when Donald Trump took a call from Taiwan, which appeared to recognize Taiwan as its own nation rather than as a part of China, which no president has done in decades.
So all this talk of keeping America safe is BS, because this administration seems to be putting us in some grave, soon-to-come danger.
Mm-hmm. Goodness
soon
gracious.
Soon-to-come danger.
That's going to affect everybody. If you got a young child or a teenager, he might have to go to war. Oh, my goodness.
Ain't going to be why they going to have to go to war.
There's not enough troops if they
China,
go to war.
It's going to be nuclear. Ain't going to be no ground war. They ain't sending no troops into China. They ain't gonna drop bombs.
Did you say that to make me happy?
Bomb atomically.
Did you say that to
Socrates'
make me happy?
Philosophies and high prophecies. Can't define how I be dropping these.
Everything's not a Wu-Tang song, bro.
Yes, it does. It's going to all boil back down to Wu-Tang when bomb atomically. If they go to war with China, it's going to go down.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning, or whatever it may be. Maybe you're late this morning, or you're just a little upset. Maybe you rolled over to get some, and wifey said no. If you're upset, 800...
Stop doing that, wifey, because you don't know how much time we got left under the Trump administration. So you better take every chance you get to have sex, okay?
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I never fall off, so let's...
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, this is Lawrence from Augusta.
Lawrence, what's up, man? Tell them why you mad, bro.
Hey, I had a stressful day the other day. And I just wanted to say, Envy, man, thank you, man. I turned on your podcast the other day, and it just
it
helped me out so much, man. It really did.
You were having problems with your woman?
Don't cry. He's having some problems, man. We all been there, man. That's the greatest thing about my podcast. So many people come up to me and say I helped them. But we've been through everything, man. You name it, we've been through it. My wife being a cut in her face to cheating to you name it. We've been through everything.
Well, I want to hear what he's been through.
To talk about it. So what was your problem, bro?
I guess it's, you know, that moment in your relationship sometimes when you guys are just irritated by each other just very easily.
Mm. It happens sometimes.
Both of y'all get fat and unattractive.
It had nothing to do about no fat, man.
Everything she does annoys you. Everything you do annoys her.
Yeah, because I'm in pretty good shape. So it ain't that. So
you think.
But, I ain't gonna lie, man. You sound like
I just wanted to say this, though. Every one of y'all, man, you, Angela, Envy, all of y'all podcasts are amazing. Like,
I appreciate that, bro.
All right, man. Stop D-riding.
No, he good, man.
I'm just being honest. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you know what you should do for Valentine's Day? Bring wifey to New York and come to the live show. If you make it to New York, I'll give you free tickets.
Envy saying bring your wife. Bring your wife so she can D-ride in person with you.
Stop it.
That's nice. And if you listen to my lip service podcast, you can have better sex as well.
There you go. But the 8 p.m. show is sold out. You're not the 10:30. 10:30 almost. Hello, who's this?
This is Sean from South Florida.
Sean, tell him why you're mad, bro.
I'm mad that in 11 days, it seems like we're all going to die. Seems like just in 11 days' time.
Why Trump, 11 days?
I don't know about die now.
Trump has only been in office in 11 days, and he's already completely broken America. Wow.
That is true, sir. That is not an alternative fact. That is an actual factual.
I was at the bank yesterday cashing a check, and the old couple in front of me were just like, do you know we're all going to die? The guy was like, I can't believe I lived 9 decades to see the world end like this.
Jesus Christ. Tell her old. But they're old, though. They have no reason to be optimistic.
They might be right. They might be old enough where they might be passing away. But we all right. Just keep praying, man.
And we also have to remember it's power in the tongue. So, you know, you don't want to speak things into existence. Whoa. You know what I mean?
All right. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
We can beat this.
Hey, what's up? My name is Derek Johnson.
What's up, bro? Tell him how you mad.
Hey, shout out to y'all, man. I watch y'all every morning, man. I'm mad because people call up there and be talking about bullshit, man. When Trump in the chat, they need to wake up and smell the coffee, man.
Absolutely.
All right.
And listen, sometimes talking about that BS is a nice distraction from what's going on.
That's true. Nah. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. My name's Tamil.
Tamil, your phone sounds crazy, mama. Can you hear us?
Yes. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you perfectly now. Tell them why you're mad, mama.
I'm actually not mad. Hi. Good morning, Angela. Good morning,
Charlene.
Hey, baby. Good morning, DJ Andy. I'm actually not mad. I'm happy. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It might be your last one.
No, ass, don't say that.
Because of the Trump administration.
Don't say that. What you doing for your birthday?
I'm at work today because nobody can, they can't function without me.
Hey, so, there you go.
That's
there
what
you go.
Talking about.
You got to be at work. But this weekend, we turning up. I'm old. I'm 27. So.
That ain't old. Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta.
You going to Houston for the Super Bowl to get your little thot on?
No. You're 27? None of that.
You're 27 now. You only got
but,
two.
You know,
what?
You know, we're going to have some. We gonna have some birthday sex, but
she's having birthday sex with her boyfriend all weekend.
She ain't say her boyfriend yet.
Yes.
After 30, every STD you catch is your fault.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Riri with Sex With Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up.
Yeah, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see the American government about to be the victims of a coup. You know what a coup is, right?
What's a coup?
What's a coup? C-O-U-P. It's a sudden... who said a coup? A coup is a T.I. clothing line.
I think it's
line.
Pronounced coup.
So whatever it's pronounced. I thought it was a coup, but whatever.
A coup is a car with two doors.
Listen, it's spelled C-O-U-P, so I'm not going to act like I don't see the P there. Okay? All right? Y'all always want to make things silent. There's no such thing as a silent letter if the letter's just sitting there. Imagine somebody said, hey, this is The Breakfast Club. DJ Envy. Angela Yee. And kept going. No, I'm sitting here too. You just can't make me silent. So whatever.
Man,
the America's on the verge of having T.I.'s clothing line. A coup, okay? And that's a sudden, violent, and illegal seizure of power from the government.
A seizure?
Yes. America's about to have a seizure. That's what I'm saying.
I love
America's,
Caesar salads.
America's,
me too.
America's
Hold
about to be
cheese.
Shaken up. All right? That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay?
Shake my dressing.
Shake your dressing.
All right. We laughing and making jokes. But whatever I can't pronounce, whatever you heard Charlamagne can't pronounce, you better Google this morning.
Don't come in here talking about a coup right? And then saying it wrong.
A seizure.
Okay? Whatever Charlamagne mispronounced this morning, you better go Google it and see what's going on
America's
in America
about
right
to have
now.
A coup only two
okay?
doors.
That's it. Yeah, you're right. It is only going to be two doors.
All right, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about a book that someone's writing, and everybody was giving her hell for this. All right, we'll tell you who's writing that book. Also, Russell Simmons, you won't believe what he just did with the Rush card.
Okay. You still got the Rush card?
Listen, y'all can laugh now, but wait till you hear about this.
Man, all right, I'm telling you, ever since McConaughey came out the closet, the world changed, bro. I keep saying that over and over.
My goodness, all
ain't
right.
Been the game since McConaughey grabbed T.I.'s ass on stage.
It wasn't McConaughey, allegedly. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way.
Charlamagne got a crush on me. Charlamagne got a crush on me. Charlamagne got a crush on me. All them dark-skinned boys. All them dark-skinned boys. All them dark-skinned boys be having crush on me. I got the mouth of the South. Charlamagne got a crush on me. Ooh.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some to the rumors. Let's talk Russell Simmons rush card.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
So for everybody who laughs at Russell Simmons' rush card, guess what he just did? He just sold the rush card for $147 million.
Dropping really?
Those bombs for Russell Simmons in that damn rush card.
Wow.
You go ahead, Uncle Rush.
Wow.
Now, it's a rival company, Green Dot, that's buying it. They said that they will buy Unirush, the parent company of Rush Card, and the rapid payroll debit card that Russell Simmons started, and that started back in 2003. So there you have it, $147 million later.
See, by the way, Russell Simmons carries his rush card around, too. He does actually have a rush card in his wallet that he uses, but he has hundreds of millions of dollars on it. See the difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
And he stayed with it because he had that rush card for how long?
And he's the only person I've ever seen with a black rush card. Unless somebody can tell me different.
Now, as part of this transaction, Green Dot said they will not be liable for any settlements tied to that incident that happened in 2015 where people couldn't access their money and the customer service lines were tied up. There were all kinds of issues, so they have nothing to do with that. But they do feel like having Russell Simmons' name attached to it is a big reason why they should buy it.
Yeah, so bless bless everybody who has a rush card, but don't go around flexing because you got a rush card today because Russell made $140 million, not you. It's a difference.
All right, Rashida, as in Rashida from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, who is married to Kirk Frost, is going to be writing a memoir. And that memoir is pretty much on her marriage. She wants to open up about her history with inside her journey, her business, being a mom, trying to juggle everything, finding balance, being on reality TV, being in a 17-plus year marriage, and all the things that come along with that. She said, just like a guy trying to figure it out. It's interesting because just recently it came out that her husband, Kirk, had a baby outside of their marriage. And the woman, Jasmine Washington, said that she was getting a living allowance and she even got a car after she gave birth to their son. And now she wants to make sure she keeps on getting money.
Now, why is Rashida concerning herself with that?
That's her husband.
But it's an alternative relationship. Alternative relationships are like alternative facts. They're not real, okay?
Yeah,
you got your alternative relationship. You have an alternative child. That's none of your business, boo. Relax.
What do you mean it's none of her business?
It's not her business. It's not even real.
All right.
It's not even
real. Is that how you're looking at life now?
I can't stand to see main girls worrying themselves about the activities of the side chicks.
Well, the problem is when there's a child involved now.
It's an alternative child. Don't even count.
That's still a baby that's 6 months old now. All right, well, look forward to that book coming out. We'll see what she has to say about that. Now, speaking of books, Tony Rock had some things to say about Steve Harvey. As we all know, Steve Harvey has a very successful Think Like a Man book, and that he turned that into a movie.
A couple movies.
Couple movies, right? And here's what Tony Rock has to say about taking advice from Steve Harvey.
Who the f*** picked Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black? His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet, black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. And now he met with Trump. Who give a f***? Who gives a f***? Is Donald Trump going on Family Feud?
Damn, Tony, why are you knocking the hustle?
I guess with all the controversy about
Steve Cook.
Steve having a meeting with Donald Trump.
I don't like that, man.
He threw out some of his dirty laundry, but
I don't like that.
Does Tony Rock have a point?
No, because Steve Harvey been married 3 times, and some of y'all out there haven't been married once. Hell, some of y'all can't find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. If I'm going to listen to someone about relationships, why wouldn't I listen to Steve Harvey? He's done it a few times.
And it hasn't worked, he's saying.
It doesn't matter. You've been married 3 times, okay? You've been married 3 times. Do you count when somebody says, hey, I owned 3 Rolls Royces? Do you ask them why he sold them? Or do you just say, damn, he owned 3 Rolls Royces?
How you going to compare a Rolls Royce
to a car?
You ain't never a woman. You ain't never bought a Honda, but you asking this man why he lost his 3 Rolls Royces. Man, please. Please. And I can listen to D.L. Hughley, too. He's right. But it's all about perspective and what kind of relationship teachings you want. D.L. been with one woman for 25 years. Steve been married 3 times. Both of them got some experience in that game. You listen to both.
Right.
But it's also, is D.L. Hughley happy? He might not be happy. He might be married for 25 years.
Not be happy. Hey. It might be better than Lisa Wife. Renew every 3 years.
And there's some people who don't even feel like you have to get married if you don't want to. You can be together forever and not even be married.
Okay, so therefore you could take relationship advice from somebody who ain't never been married too. That's a good perspective too. It's a perspective. It is a perspective of people out there who's single and ain't never been with nobody and can tell you, hey, I've been happy all lonely by myself for years.
Well,
Valentine's Day is overrated.
But you can be with somebody and not be married, like Goldie Hawn did with Kurt Russell, whose relationship lasted way longer than a lot of people who got married.
I don't know about
them. Yeah, I don't know who they are.
I don't know about them white people.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Anyway, the point is, there's all different kinds of things you can do. Because you could be married and be lonely.
There you go. But what you just said, yeah, is absolutely right. It's all different things you can do. So why are you knocking Steve Harvey, Tony Rock?
I think he was mad he met with Trump.
Okay, well, say that. Direct your energy in the right place.
He did a little
bit. Well, I guess for Tony Rock, that's not who he would look to.
For relationship
advice.
Fine.
And that's fine.
And that's fine.
So there you have it. But I don't know. What I mean, look, some people might look to Envy and his wife because of their podcast that they have now, the Casey Crew.
Right. Yep.
And say, okay, that's who I'm looking to for advice.
Yeah, they could. I mean, we absolutely positively honest. I mean, it's not all peaches and creams. I mean,
and then, Charlamagne, you were in a relationship for how long before you got married?
Since 1998. I can't count.
You want us to count that now?
I've been married 2 years.
Right.
Mother, my child, 2 kids.
And you weren't lonely during that time, but it took you a long time to finally decide to actually tie the knot.
Oh, yeah, I was a hoe. I was a hoe, and I didn't have my money correct. And, you know, once I stopped hoeing and got my money correct.
Not having your money correct is always an excuse.
That's an excuse.
Yeah. That's an excuse. Women would never understand that. A man's
job. Got married, he didn't have his money right.
He made a mistake. A man's job is to protect and provide. If a man feels like he can't provide, I'm not going to bring no woman into that situation.
Some women will say,
but she was with you regardless, whether you have money or not.
That's true. About the money,
it's not about the money.
Us wanting to be together. That's
you know,
an excuse.
It's too much knocking the hustles going on this morning. All right, that's
but
what.
But as
I
we
said.
Are saying, there's all different perspectives.
Charlamagne is lying. He's been with his college sweetheart, high school sweetheart forever.
I didn't go to college.
That's why I said high school.
She went to college.
She went to college.
Right. And they had nothing to do with money because you lived on a dirt road. You told us stories about times where she had to go to the eviction notice because you was too embarrassed to go to the eviction notice.
She absolutely. When I was,
I lightweight feel like Charlamagne grew up rich.
What?
Yeah, right.
You live in a trailer home?
I grew up rich in spirit. Okay. I grew up with rich in spirit. That's about it.
All right. Well, let's hear what other people think. Well, not right now.
Well, not right
no,
now.
No, we do front page news next.
But I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah, we'll do it next hour.
Okay.
I do.
Please.
That is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, for all you Super Bowl fans and football fans, the teams have arrived in Houston, so they start practicing today.
Who cares?
You just say that because your Cowboys ain't there.
That is a fact.
All right, well, during Pro Bowl, it seemed like Zeke chased a fan that jumped in the field. It looks like he's just trying to get some extra run in.
Zeke just trying to stay active in the offseason. Nothing wrong with that. Why you knocking my guy, Ezekiel Elliott?
And Odell Beckham Jr. had a dance-off with, I guess, I don't even know who it was.
That was a mascot, right?
Was it a mascot? Yeah, it was a mascot.
Odell Beckham Jr. just trying to stay limber.
Some limber is what you call it?
That's all. You're just trying to stay limber. You got to stay on your twinkle toes when you're Odell Beckham Jr. You just never know.
Don't say twinkle toes. Now, ye.
Yes.
Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump has fired the acting Attorney General of the United States, Sally Yates, and that is because she refused to defend Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. So according to Sean Spicer, White House spokesman, he said that she had betrayed the Department of Justice by refusing to defend his order. She said that she just wasn't convinced that the defense of that executive order was consistent with the responsibilities, and she's also not convinced that that order is lawful. That's what she wrote when she said she could not enforce his order banning refugees and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations.
Our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, don't want nothing but yes men around him, period. Because you fire that young lady because she's doing her job.
Yes.
Because she sees something, so she said something.
Yes.
Isn't that what they teach us? See something, say something?
Well, the White House released a statement. They said it's time to get serious about protecting our country, calling for tougher vetting for individuals traveling from 7 dangerous places is not extreme. It is reasonable and necessary to protect our country. They said she is very weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration.
Listen, man, all of this talk of keeping America safe is BS because the only people I feel that are putting us in danger right now is the Trump administration.
Right.
So wait, okay. If you don't agree with Trump, he fires you.
That's the way the
celebrity
apprentice works, sir.
He says to do.
He has created the United States of apprehension. Right? Everybody's suffering from anxiety at this moment.
Damn it, man. Time.
But I do need my friends to ride for me the way Sean Spicer rides for Donald Trump.
Yeah, he rides.
Even though Sean Spicer is a yes man, tell me the truth in private, but in public, act like I know what I'm talking about at all times, damn it.
Yeah, he is ride or die.
He is.
Act like I know what I'm talking about at all times.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, if you just joined us, Tony Rock had this to say about Steve Harvey. Hopefully, our board op, M-Eazy, has it up. We'll give him a second.
Who the f*** picked Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black? His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet, black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. And now he met with Trump. Who gives a f***? Who gives a f***? Is Donald Trump going on Family Feud?
First of all, it's a lot of knocking of the hustle. It's a lot of generalizations being made. He should say some black people. Steve Harvey has an audience, okay? And I feel like it's different perspectives for everything. Steve Harvey been married 3 times. Some of y'all out there haven't been married once. Some of y'all can't find a boyfriend. Some of y'all can't find a girlfriend. I'm going to listen to someone about relationships who's been through a few. Steve Harvey's been through a few. And you do know you can learn something from any and everybody. Sometimes you can learn what not to do from people.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. And we're asking, does Tony Rock have a point? 800-585-1051. That is the question. Of course, we know Steve Harvey has been married 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
But like Charlamagne said, hey, maybe he's telling you how to guide through relationships. Or is it just one of those things, well, it didn't work for you. Why should we take your advice?
Yeah, and he used D.L. Hughley as an example. D.L. been with his wife, one wife.
Over 20 years.
That's great, too. You can learn something from D.L. as well. We're acting like different people don't have different perspectives that you can learn from. Like, it's only one playbook out here.
But the only thing is with D.L., we don't know if D.L.'s happy. D.L. might have been married 25, but he might not be happy. We don't know. That could be a playbook that we follow as well. But that is the question.
Does Tony what's going on.
Does Tony Rock have a point? That's the question. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Tony Rock and some statements he made about Steve Harvey. Let's listen.
Who the f*** picked Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black? His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet, black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. And now he met with Trump. Who gives a f***? Who gives a f***? Is Donald Trump going on Family Feud?
So the question, 800-585-1051, does Tony Rock have a point?
I think Tony Rock does have a slight point, but I feel like Tony Rock is knocking the hustle as well because it's different perspectives for everything. Like I've been saying all morning, Steve Harvey's been married 3 times, and some of y'all out there haven't been married once. Hell, some of y'all can't find a boyfriend. Some of y'all can't find a girlfriend. So if I'm going to listen to someone about relationships, why wouldn't I listen to Steve Harvey? He's had a few. And you do know you can learn something from any and everybody, including what not to do. And yes, I can listen to D.L. Hughley as well. It's all about perspective and what kind of relationship teachings you want.
I mean, I agree with you to an extent. I mean, like you said, Steve Harvey's been married 3 times. He knows what he did wrong. He knows what he did right.
Absolutely.
He knows what he liked. He knows how he messed up. And sometimes those mess-ups and those mistakes can help somebody else so they don't
Absolutely.
Do the same thing.
The main thing is, are you learning from your mistakes and mess-ups, and can you own up to them?
Absolutely. But, I mean, we've all made mistakes. Tony Rock's brother, Chris Rock, made some mistakes, and he's going through something.
And
we don't know what somebody's going through.
And if you've actually read Steve Harvey's books or heard Steve Harvey's story, he's admitted to his mistakes. But, yo, you can learn something from anybody, including a crackhead. You ever sat down and listened to
what?
A crackhead? That is a fact. We dismiss.
I've never.
I know,
man. Anybody with any experience.
I don't know how we just got.
Listen to me. Anybody with any experience, you can learn from, regardless of how terrible you think their situation looks. Sometimes you can learn what not to do from a person.
Hey, I learn something every day.
There you go.
And, well, you should learn something from somebody every day.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle.
Danielle, you think Tony Rock has a point?
He does, but at the same time, Steve Harvey is speaking from experience. So that doesn't negate the fact that he knows what he's talking about when he's giving this advice because he experienced these things. He's speaking from his own mistakes when he's giving this advice. He's not just coming out the blue with this, so you can't take that away from him.
There you go.
I agree with you. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
All right.
Hi, this is Alice from Atlanta.
Hey, Alice from Atlanta. What do you think, Tony Rock? You think he has a point?
I do think he has a point. I don't agree with Charlamagne. Sorry, but at the end of the day, Steve Harvey has been married 3 times, and he stepped out on his second wife. Obviously, something's not working there, and he can't write books and say, we need to do this and we need to do that, when at the end of the day, he doesn't have himself together. So I do believe Tony Rock does have a point.
But how you mean that man ain't got himself together? He married now, happily married. What are you talking about?
Well, we don't know that, like you said, because we have no idea. But
well, why are we assuming he's not?
No, we don't know. But if she doesn't look to him for advice, that's on her.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. If you just joined us, Tony Rock made these comments about Steve Harvey. Let's play it right fast.
Who the f*** picked Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black? His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. And now he met with Trump. Who give a f***? Who gives a f***? Is Donald Trump going on Family Feud?
Does Tony Rock have a point? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Tony Rock, comedian Chris Rock's brother, some statements that he made about Steve Harvey. Let's listen.
Who the f*** picked Steve Harvey as the representative for all things black? His third wife was mistress to his second wife. Yet, black people have anointed this motherfucker the oracle when it comes to black dating. And now he met with Trump. Who give a f***? Who gives a f***? Is Donald Trump going on Family Feud?
Tony Rock is a distant cousin of mine, too.
Is he?
Is he really?
We talked about that when he came to the breakfast.
Oh, that's right. I do kind of slightly remember that.
How is he a distant cousin of Chris Rock's now?
He got, Chris Rock is, too. They
really?
Yeah, you got people from, like, Alvin, South Carolina. Distant cousin. Like, I can't ask them for a loan and all.
Oh, so that don't matter.
Yeah,
if they die, you don't get no, no money in the will.
Yeah,
okay.
Steve, Chris
Rock's not going to hook
Chris
you up.
Chris ain't calling me like, hey, come get a role in this movie, cousin. You know what I mean? That ain't happening. I understand what Tony Rock is saying, but it's all about perspective, man. There's different perspectives for from everything. Like, Steve Harvey's been married 3 times. So who's to say you can't get relationship advice from him? D.L. Hughley's been married to one woman for 25 years. Who's to say you can't get relationship advice from him, too? It's all about perspective and what kind of relationship teachings you want. This whole mindset that you can't listen to somebody because of their past mistakes, you can't learn from somebody because of their past mistakes, is ridiculous. This generation would have never allowed Malcolm Little to become Malcolm X.
Right. Well, but you also can take advice from whoever you choose to. You can listen to what somebody has to say. If you agree with them, you agree with them. If you don't, you don't. I'm sure there's things you'll agree with and things you don't.
And I don't agree with Tony Rock saying who made Steve Harvey the oracle for all black people. He's not the oracle for all black people. He's the oracle for some.
He is.
Some. He has an audience. It's not all.
Like, but you also have to look at it like Tony Rock is also a comedian.
So it's a joke.
Right.
No, it is like a joke.
But it's some truth in it.
It's some truth in it. But I think he's overdoing it because it is a joke still.
I don't think it was a joke.
And he really was talking about Donald Trump and Steve Harvey meeting with Donald Trump. And why are we looking at Steve Harvey as the representative for all black people? That's what he was saying.
See, that's when you know it's deep-rooted issues when people don't like you. Because when people don't like you, as soon as you slip up, Steve Harvey was a Trump. Yeah, and I don't know why y'all buy his books. His books and talking about relationships. What that got to do with him meeting with Trump?
Well, it's something that he doesn't like, and I guess that was his opportunity to get it out. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Stephanie.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Do you think Tony Rock has a point?
I think he does have a point. We can't go off of what Steve Harvey said. I mean, he wore a wig on his head for like 30 years, and nobody knew, you know?
That's a valid point.
There's a lot of women that wear wigs that nobody knows about.
Yeah, but he's a man. And he's like, man, you don't do that. Come on, we thought he had a real lineup, like short like did, that for years.
Did the man not realize from his mistakes? And realize his mistakes to get a baldy?
No, because his wife. Yeah, she was married. I mean, she was messing around with Kingpin, so she got with him.
Now see what I'm saying? Just go back to where the hate come from. We talk about this man hair, and then you start talking about this man wife. Which one is it?
Well, let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, we're talking Tony Rock. Do you believe what do you think about what he had to say?
I think he's just a little pissed off because Steve Harvey is taking his job. Ooh. Tony Rock was hosting Apollo, and now Steve Harvey's doing it.
So it's some jealousy on his part.
You never know with Steve Harvey.
That's what I'm thinking. Apollo, I'm just saying, I think that's what's going on.
Okay.
Thank you, Mama.
That happens in life.
It does. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
Listen, the moral of the story is, man, you want to listen to people with experience. And I need everybody out there to understand that experience is the name we give our mistakes. Do you hear me? Experience is the name we give our mistakes. If you don't got no real experience unless you've made some mistakes in life, okay? And I got a whole book full of mistakes coming out April 18th.
Good plug.
This year. It's called Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. You can pre-order it right now at cthebook.com, CTHABOOK.com. And I can't wait.
All right, with your
and
plugs.
I can't wait until y'all slandering
firing me for throwing on a suit out here giving all kind of advice to people.
Oh, you cooning now? You got a suit on?
Oh, that's what you call cooning, yes. Absolutely. If you call cooning a black man putting on a suit, giving some life advice, absolutely. You know why?
Boy.
You know why? Because I've made mistakes in my life.
There you go.
And therefore, my mistakes have led to me having experience.
Nothing a suit can't fix.
Nothing a suit can't fix. And nothing time can't fix when it comes to your mistakes. You hear me? Go.
All right. You hear me?
Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about Soulja Boy. Find out who has stepped up to train him next. You know, he's got to figure out what he's going to do about this fight since he dropped Floyd Mayweather. Also, the Grammys are coming up, and some big names aren't going to be there. We'll tell you who, and we'll tell you why.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That's Bryson Tiller with Exchange.
So tired of hearing that damn record.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
I swear to God.
Angela Yee.
When I hear that record, I want to kick cats, man. I'm tired of hearing
that
record.
What?
Man, I'm so tired of hearing that record, gracious. Bro.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you that Soulja Boy no longer has Floyd Mayweather Jr. training him. Now he has Evander Holyfield training him. So we're going to see what happens. I don't know what's going on with the tickets. I don't know what the date is for this fight with Chris Brown. I don't know what the venue is yet. I don't know if it's really happening.
I thought Evander Holyfield was like off because of all them hits in the head.
I don't know if he's
is,
off.
Right?
Is he off? I don't think so.
He got a little Rain Man with him, a little Can't You Stand the Rain going on.
Rick Ross owns Evander Holyfield's old mansion, right?
He sure does. He bought that big-ass house.
Listen, Soulja Boy, I don't care if you got Steve Bannon in your corner. You still getting your ass kicked.
Is this fight even going to happen?
No. I don't even care at this point.
I don't feel like it is. All right, let's talk about the Grammys. The Grammys are about to go down in a couple of weeks, and Kanye West isn't going. Justin Bieber's not going. And so are a lot of other stars aren't going to make it. Drake isn't going.
Why not?
Now, Drake has 8 nominations. He doesn't plan to be there. He'll be on tour in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye has 8 nominations. He's gotten 21 Grammys already, but he always lost when he went head-to-head with a white singer. So he's not going. Justin Bieber isn't going. And a lot of this started Frank Ocean, who a lot of people said he had best album of the year. He didn't bother submitting that for a Grammy consideration at all because Frank Ocean said the Grammys are a dinosaur that doesn't represent young black artists. Now, Justin Bieber is nominated for 4. He plans to be somewhere other than the Grammys a week from Sunday. He doesn't think the Grammys are relevant or representative, especially when it comes to young singers.
So I have no problem with that. Stop kissing the Grammys' ass. Go where you celebrate it, not tolerate it. I hate when I see, like, the Soul Train Awards or the BET Awards and all these great artists be winning awards. And, like, well, such and such couldn't be here tonight, so we're going to accept his award on his behalf.
But do you watch those award shows? Do you watch Soul Train and all that?
Yeah, that's how I know they don't show up.
No.
I see them say they're not here. No, I did watch the Soul Train Awards. I watch the Grammys, too, though. I watch it off and on. Like, I watch the stuff I want to see, and I, you know, channel surf during that.
Right.
But maybe they'll change their minds and show up. Who knows? At this point, they're not going. All right, Mariah Carey on her season finale of Mariah's World. Does anybody in here watch Mariah's World?
No. Absolutely not.
All right, well, she debuted a breakup song that she did. It's called I Don't, because, of course, she broke up with her fiancé, James Packer. All of that plays out on the show. Now, she also talks about ever since the tour wrapped, she said she took some time just to process her feelings, and she started writing a song to express what she's been going through. If you're not getting the love that you need from someone that you're supposed to be in a real relationship with, then why remain in that situation? Here's a little clip of the song. It's called I Don't.
You could play it with my mind. Told you I'm finished. Guess I threw everything with you by. Cause when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. You lost the one we had. I probably think I'm coming back, but I don't know.
That Donnell Jones, by the way, where she got that
there
from
you go.
Is a popping song.
Drop One of Clue's Mom for Donnell Jones, man. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. A lot is not going to go right in our community until we start paying Donnell Jones, Aaron Hall, and Andre Harrell the respect they deserve. Okay?
Why those three?
Because why did you name those three?
Those are gods in the game that we don't pay enough homage to, okay? And that's why
we do Andre
things
Harrell.
Don't go our way a lot of times.
Andre Harrell comes up to the Breakfast Club
we
all do the time.
Andre we pay Harrell. Him homage. Yeah. Aaron Hall, Donnell Jones.
I like Donnell Jones, though.
And why Nick Cannon didn't get a song with Mariah Carey? How you just going to skip husband? You had a husband, then you get with this other guy who ain't even married you, who's just a fiance, breaks up with you, but he get a song?
She didn't ever do a song about
that's exactly what it
Nick
is.
Nick wasn't a billionaire.
I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what it is. Nicki ain't getting no song because he wasn't a billionaire.
Well,
a billionaire.
Maybe because they still are in each other's lives because of the kids and she didn't want to go in on him.
All the more reason to make a song.
Nick wrote a song about Mariah.
Nobody heard it. When a tree falls in the forest, if nobody's there to see it,
does it make a sound?
Does it make a sound? When Nick Cannon raps and nobody listens, did those bars even matter?
Damn.
Let's see.
And that's your friend.
Nick Cannon did a song that was called Oh Well. But you're right, Mariah. Oh, wait. Is Mariah Carey's new song about Nick Cannon? See, maybe she did do a song about him.
That'd be too late. That should have been two years ago.
No, it was old. It was called Infinity. Oh. So that she might have did a song about him.
Okay.
All right. And Dave Chappelle and Jimmy Butler showed up as special guests at Chance the Rapper's open mic night. He does an open mic night in Chicago. He does it weekly. He encourages local teenagers to get off the streets and to showcase their talent in front of people. So not only did Dave Chappelle and Jimmy Butler show up as special guests, but the cast of BET's New Edition also showed up to speak to people in the audience.
Which one? The young ones or the older ones?
Nah, the middle age, okay. The teenagers. Now, did they, is it just rapping or is it spoken word?
It's open mic, so I'm pretty sure you could do whatever you want.
I couldn't stand for a whole rap show now.
Why?
That'd be too much rapping.
It's not nice, Envy. That's why you're not Chance the Rapper.
You're right.
What's wrong with you?
What you got
trying to encourage these kids to get off the street?
What you
showcase
got against
their
spoken
talent.
Word, man?
So you'd rather they be in the street than doing spoken word in front of you?
Just asking.
He'd rather a shootout. That's what he'd rather.
Well, I can't take this.
I can't take this. They ain't shooting in here. They ain't shooting and fighting in here. All of these snapping.
The disrespect.
The flowers have died. There is no morning dew. The cricket sings sad love songs, and I am so blue. If you don't know who sang that, you're not old. Who was that?
I don't know.
Tweet me right now and tell me who that was.
What is it again? Do it again.
The flowers have died. There is no morning dew. The cricket sings sad love songs, and I am so blue.
Is that from a cartoon?
No. Tweet me right now. If you don't know what that is, then you just, you know.
Okay.
He was born after probably 90.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee.
Saw the reruns.
And that is your rumor report.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Donkey of the Day is going to Tina Campbell of Mary Mary. We really need her to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'd like to have a word with her.
Okay.
Yes, Tina.
We'll get into that when we come back.
Hey, be on your way.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, if all you people tweeting me who guessed that was Sandra Huxtable's song I was singing, you're absolutely correct. That was Sandra Huxtable, Cosby Show, episode 28. When she would break up with Elvin, she would sing that sad love song. Now, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 31st, goes to a gospel singer named Tina Campbell, one half of the gospel group Mary Mary. You know it's the God in me. Now, Tina Campbell is catching heat on social media because she posted a letter on Facebook, and in that letter she said that supporting our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, is the godly thing to do. Why did I just hear a collective, not my God, from millions of our listeners? Like, I literally just heard all of y'all collectively in unison say, not my God, in reference to Tina Campbell saying we should all support Trump and why we should all have faith in him. May I read some excerpts from her letter, please? Huh?
Excerpts?
You know what I meant. You know what I meant. You know what I meant. I'm not an expert in pronouncing anything, but you know what I meant. Okay? Now, Tina Campbell says, I believe that understanding and compassion are absolutely necessary for the progress of all people. Okay, Tina, let's stop there for a second. I agree with you. Understanding, compassion are absolutely necessary for the progress of all people. But Tina, this same administration you praying for, the Trump administration, you need to be telling them that. Okay, we need them to have empathy, compassion, and understanding for the citizens of this country and our Constitution. Okay? Okay. Tina also said, so although I don't always understand or agree with Mr. Donald Trump's politics, perspective, and approach, I believe that the same God that created all of us has deposited greatness inside of him that goes far beyond what many of us have seen and what many of us could imagine. She continues, I believe that all people and all lives matter, including that of Mr. Donald Trump and his family. I believe that the leaders of this nation should protect the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for every single one of his citizens, and I choose to believe that Mr. Donald Trump
Trump shares this belief. Tina, you have to turn the TV away from BET's celebration of gospel and turn to CNN, MSNBC, hell, even Fox, okay? Fox News. One look at this past weekend's events and this travel ban that he put on Muslim American citizens, and that should show you that the leaders of our nation currently aren't protecting the lives of all its citizens, okay? Pursuit of happiness for every single one of its citizens, really? Where about? Wherefore art thou was that this weekend, okay? Tina Campbell continues, I choose to stand with him and pray for him because as a follower of Jesus Christ and a firm believer in the Holy Bible, I have been commanded to pray every way you know how, especially for rulers and their governments to rule well. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. Listen to me. Listen. This is exactly why I'm spiritual and not religious, okay? Religion was created to keep the oppressed loving and forgiving their oppressor. You can't even be mad at Tina because it's not her fault. She's just regurgitating the slave teachings that have been passed down for years. This is systemic, okay? This is why I wanted everyone to see Birth of a Nation by Nate Parker, because it showed how the slave master used Nat Turner to go around and preach the Bible to his fellow slaves, okay? Ephesians 6:5. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Go watch Birth of a Nation on demand for me, please, and get a quick lesson to see how religion was used to keep slaves oppressed. But see, this is what Tina Campbell needs to know. Yes, we are all children of God, but Satan has a kingdom too. And we can all submit our will to God, or we can submit our will to Satan. And when those amongst us submit their will to Satan, we must do what Ephesians 6:11-12 says to do, and that's put on the full armor of God, because our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. Okay? God ain't no punk. God is a gangster. Nor does God want us all to kumbaya, hakuna matata with Satan, okay? Tina, the same way you and the other Mary and Mary recognize the God in me, you got to recognize the Satan in the person, too. Now, Tina concludes her long-ass Facebook post by saying, I choose to believe that America is great, always has been great, and is becoming a greater nation because it is in God we trust. He is the founding father of this nation, and there is no failure in him. I choose to believe that a people led by Donald Trump, united under God, will never be defeated. I agree, Tina. And God we should trust absolutely. I fear God, not government. But let me tell you something. A people led by Donald Trump, united under God, will only work if our celebrity in chief opens his heart to the Lord and starts letting God and not Steve Bannon guide his steps. Please give Tina Campbell the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well,
and I ain't no preacher.
We know.
I don't go to church on Sundays. I need to. Salute to my man Carl Lentz. He keep trying to get me to come out, but I be tired on Sunday morning. But God but God knows my heart.
God
now.
Knows your heart.
See, I just
and you
be,
go stream it online.
I ain't got time for that. See, I wake up sometimes and God just be speaking through me. God just spoke through me just now. That's okay. All. He just spoke through me to talk to Tina Campbell. Listen to a heathen. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we're talking about a deal breaker. Now, tell them about your friend that went on a date with a Groupon.
Well, this was on lip service. We were talking about it, and my friend was saying that if a guy pulled out a Groupon on a date, she wouldn't be able to go out with him again if it was the first date.
Okay.
And I feel like, I don't know that that's a deal breaker. It just, if we're at a nice place and you somehow got a great deal.
Not for a first date. You can't pull out that coupon or Groupon.
You mad at me because I want a discount?
Not on a first date,
you
bro.
You should look at me as marriage material.
No, not
I
on a first
be
date.
Like,
this,
listen,
this is the kind of guy that budgets. You should want a man that budgets.
No. That's smart. If we can get the same exact amount of service for half the price.
Yes.
Because you got a Groupon.
Yes.
Me and you are here. No. I'm all about that.
No. You better not pull out that Groupon the first date and embarrass
my
me.
My name is Frugal Vandross. You want to be with this man right now that's rich now but spending all his money on full meals, or you want to be with this man who's going to be rich for a much longer time because he knows
like,
how to get a discount?
What kind of fool pays full price when
you
don't have to?
Then this is frugal vagina. You're not getting this vagina tonight if you're
you
going to
give have a vagina, Envy?
I don't want your bougie ass vagina then. I don't want your bougie ass pay full price for everything vagina.
Well, you ain't getting this vagina then. If
and
you ain't going to pay full price.
Okay, this is weird that the two of you are talking to each other.
800-585-1051. Ladies, would you continue dating a man that pulled out a Groupon, a coupon? And fellas, would you pull out a Groupon, a coupon on your first date? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Angela Yee's friend. She went on a date, and a guy pulled out a Groupon.
Right.
That is a no-no for a first date.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's we're someplace nice, and you somehow managed to get a good deal. Listen, my whole life is about getting a good deal. You know already. Envy, you the same way. Okay, you try to get a good deal. So if I'm on a date with a guy,
not a first
and
date.
We can go someplace really great and nice and have a great time, and you use the Groupon,
not bing, a first bing, date. Bing, bing, bing. No, not a first
date.
That's
a good sign for the future.
A first date, you got to impress me a little bit. You just can't take this vagina with a Groupon. That's a little crazy.
First of all, you bougie as hell. You wear your good clothes every day of the week. Envy is in here right now with a iced out Cuban link chain on and his Rolex and some type of jeans I can't pronounce. What kind of jeans are those?
A Mary.
So he wears his good clothes all the time. For those of us who don't wear our good clothes all the time, like me, I just got on a sweatsuit right now. Okay, I think that Groupons are great.
And I have on all free clothes right now.
There you go. And I think discounts are great. And I think, ladies, if you go out with a man who finds a way to give you a $200 meal but only pay $50 for it, you need to not only marry him, you should give him some vagina on the first date.
And order another drink.
There you go.
Right.
My goodness. Let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello,
Sasha,
who's this?
Sasha Walker said Envy's a...
It's your boy, Porta Potty Guy, man. What's going on, guys?
I know you know how to keep a discount. All the Porta Potties you clean.
But hold on. But on the first date, though, you got to impress, you know what I mean? So... You can't do no coupon.
Hold time out. You're a porta potty guy.
I know, but Charlamagne, I make a little bit of money out here. I may not make Envy money, but I make a little bit.
I hate people who try to live above their means. There's nothing wrong with me.
Charlamagne, it's not about me living above my means, but sometimes you if you like that girl, you want to spoil her and show her like, baby, I got it right now, but you know what I mean?
I'd rather you use a Groupon and leave a nice tip.
When you pull out a bunch of Groupons out your pocket, that girl gonna die laughing. She gonna say, "What are those?" And I'm gonna say, "Groupons." You know why? Because you a fly ass chick, and I wanted to take you to a fly ass place, but I couldn't really afford it all the way, so I had to find me a way to get a discount. Boom.
No.
That steak was good in your stomach, wasn't it?
Hello, who's this?
Envy said, "No." Okay, no.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, Mama?
Katina.
Hey, Katina. Now, you're going out on your first date.
Really nice restaurant.
Really nice
great
restaurant.
Meal, great conversation.
Everything is nice. And homie pulls out a Groupon on your ass. What do you think?
He got to go.
Thank you. First date, he got to go. He's not getting none of this vagina. Tell him.
It's always the girls who ain't got no damn money they self hating on people with Groupon.
Charlamagne, I will never talk to him again. He will call me and get serious. I'm sorry. You reached a number that is no longer in service.
Okay. How you think he feel about your butt pads? How you think he feel about your butt pads?
Now what?
Huh?
If,
he
now,
take you home and think you got a fat ass and you pull out butt pads. Now you know how we feel.
Now let me just give you the scenario.
No, sir. I am Southern grown. No butt pads here.
You tell him, Mama.
What if he points it out to you? What if he says, you know, I did get a Groupon for this spot because I was looking for it and I saw there was one available. So, hey.
So I would say, and we're on the phone having this conversation, I would say, let me call you back.
Oh, wow. Lord have
thank
mercy.
You, Mama, for calling. 800-585-1051.
You fake-ass, bad, and bougie-ass women.
Now, you can't do it the first date. You go out on the first date. The first date, you can't use a coupon, a Groupon, none of that. You can't use a discount.
Raindrops, drop top, pull out this Groupon, you're going to get this. Oh,
what?
My bad.
This guy. 800-585-1051.
Let me ask you this, Envy. What if it's like the deal where you go to the movies and you use your movie ticket and you go to Applebee's after and you get your entree for free?
You got to save it for the next one. You can't do it the first date.
I'm trying to figure out, since when do we live in a world where people don't like deals?
We do love deals.
Don't like discounts.
But not the first date.
I'm Frugal Vandross. That's just the way that it is.
Oh, my goodness. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna's Sex With Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Angela Yee's friend. She went on a first date, and homie pulled out a Groupon or coupon. Is that a no-no? Yes, it's a no-no. You cannot pull out a coupon or a Groupon on the first date.
If you don't shut your good clothes wearing ass up every day. You wear your good clothes every day, and you're trying to tell us how to be.
If I take a shower, I wear good clothes.
I wouldn't mind if you got me a present and you use the Groupon to get that present. Like, get it.
I'm gonna be honest, ladies. If a man pulls out a Groupon, you should be looking at him as a future husband. Because that lets you know that he is an organizer. That lets you know that he plans for the future. That lets you know that he's, you know, putting his money in the right place, clearly.
No, he doesn't want to impress you. You just one of the other ones. You got a Groupon. You should be thinking more than that. Like, I'll use the Groupon on the third date.
So you think it's impressive that if you were a girl, you pull out a big knot of money?
No.
That's probably all he got.
I use a credit card. Most people, a Groupon.
Hey, listen, most people that pull out big knots of money, ladies, that's all they got.
Yeah, that's true. That's
okay?
all they got.
That's all they got. That's
what if they use a gift card?
Nothing wrong with that.
Like an MS gift card.
Nothing wrong with that.
The gift card's fine, but not a Groupon.
Gift cards are great. I'm going to take you to Applebee's on a gift card.
I might think you're a scammer if you pull out a gift card.
That is true, too. I might get a little nervous.
I'll be a little cautious of that. But I don't have a problem with it, but I would be like,
No Groupon.
Pull up to Chick-fil-A, get you a number one with cheese with a gift card.
Hello? Let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Sean Davis from Newport News.
What's up, bro? 757 now. First date, you using a Groupon or coupon, bro?
I would. For one, it saves me money.
There you go.
Also, if I wanted to tip the waitress pretty well and wanted to save money at the same time,
that's what I'm saying. You get a nice tip after that.
Exactly.
You ain't getting none.
I mean, well, I already have a wife and a beautiful young boy. 10 months, okay. Just started walking.
There you go.
So, I mean.
You better get all the Groupons you can.
Just some advice, you guys, okay? When you use that Groupon and you leave a tip, you still have to leave a tip on what the whole amount would have been, not what you paid.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Just so you know.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Whitley from Nebraska.
Hey, Whitney from Nebraska. Now you go.
Whitley with an L.
Oh, I'm sorry, Whitley. I'm sorry, Whitley. Now you go on your first date, Whitley, and the man that you with pulls out a Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
You staying? Or you leaving?
I'm last staying. Date?
Oh, you don't mind a Groupon.
I love you, girl.
Damn, yes, I would not mind a coupon. That's being financially conscious, okay? We're here to build a team.
As long as you take me someplace nice.
Right, exactly. Like,
now, what's nice, you?
Don't take me to Dairy Queen on the Groupon, okay? That's horrible.
Right, not but if like, it's like... No.
What if I got
to judge
you? What if I got to buy one, gift one, card, buy one, get one free for Dairy Queen?
No.
I'll buy you one and give me one free.
Right there. That's like... That's relationship status.
Right.
You know,
and you going to discount.
That's after dinner. Like, maybe, let's stop here and get some ice cream on the way back.
Right, there you go.
But that's not our whole date. We go to Dairy Queen.
My goodness.
No.
Maybe that's why me and my wife been together so long then.
Thank you, Mama.
Come on now.
Me and my wife are some frugal people. The frugal Vandross, okay?
My goodness. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't go chasing full prices. Just stick to the Groupons and the discounts you used to. Y'all want to be bad and bougie when you need to be fine and frugal.
Fine and frugal. Shut up. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Derek Fisher versus Matt Barnes. We'll tell you why they all of a sudden are beefing with each other on social media again. Also, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, has landed her first acting gig.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't play with a dumb beat.
Sherman with Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Derek Fisher.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, Derek Fisher just recently did an interview with Bleacher Report, and he talked about all kinds of things. It's a pretty long interview, and if you have time to read the whole thing, you should. But he also said, if the worst thing someone has to say about me is that I'm now going out with a woman who used to be married to this guy I worked with for a year, 6 years ago. All right, of course he is talking about Matt Barnes and how he is now with Gloria Govan. Now, Matt Barnes responded. He said, listen, man, I got some extra time right now since I'm on a flight. Let's put this to bed once and for all. Right hand to God. I left G July 2014, talking about Gloria. Then I divorced her January 1st, 2015. So this rat didn't steal anything. She was single and free to do her. Fast forward to October, I got a call from one of my sons that this clown was at my house. So I went to check the situation out. After he caught the first right hand and hit the sliding glass door, people grabbed me and he ran through the house screaming, begging, and pleading to talk. That night, unfortunately, I didn't have time to talk. I had a lady friend at my condo in the marina waiting on me.
Listen,
so he goes on to talk about how Derek Fisher filed a restraining order. He said, I did what any real man would do. He said, if a former friend teammate was at the house he pays for and didn't know about it. So if we're going to talk about the situation, let's at least be honest. No need to talk tough or act like a G now.
All I know is Derek Fisher better marry that woman since he almost died for that poom poom. But damn, ain't all of them a little too old to be beefing over a chick? Or just don't that whole triangle don't seem a little too old
it
to be
seem
beefing
a little old.
All of them over 40. Well, not Matt Barnes. I don't think Matt Barnes over 40 yet. Close to it.
It's close.
But come on.
Right.
Stop it.
And Derek Fisher in this interview also says, I've been getting judged since I was 6. I laugh at anything really or anybody who thinks somehow I'm going to crawl up into a hole and not still win and be successful because people have been telling me I can't for a very long time.
Basically, Derek saying, I got beat up, but I got you, bitch.
Well, that's all now he's talking, about work now. He's talking about other
what work?
Things.
You know, don't work?
Basically getting fired. And
I wouldn't want to hire nobody who's involved in an immature situation like that either, to be honest with you. That's just immature. That shows a lack of maturity to be arguing over a woman at 42 years old.
All right. Now let's discuss Drake. There was somebody who was pretending to be his manager and said that he was selling his house. And the media took hold of the story and ran with it. The LA Times posted that Drake had listed his property for $20 million and all of that. So there also was a real estate agent as well. So somehow, some way, somebody scammed everyone into thinking that Drake had his house for sale. Okay. That's a lot of money. Is this house worth $20 million?
I don't know.
All right. And also, let's talk Kim Kardashian and the jewelry that was stolen from her in Paris. This is going to hurt your heart when I tell you this story, okay? Now, they're talking about this stuff that was stolen from her. They said some of the jewelry, which was valued at $1.6 million, those pieces, that stuff was melted down, and they actually got between $26,000 and $30,000 for that. So imagine the jewelry is really worth $1.6 million, but after it's melted down, it's only worth between $26,000 and $30,000. Now, as for the $4 million ring, they said that ring is still intact, but there's no chance of finding it. They said that ring immediately went to the Belgium black market. So it's over.
So basically, they robbed Kim for nothing is what you're telling me.
They got barely any money.
Well, they got the $35,000, however they got for the ring, but Kim don't care because she got insurance, so they're going to pay that money regardless. So she's good money.
Yeah, it's just horrifying situation.
Right.
And Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, is officially going to be on Lee Daniels' show Star. She has booked her first acting gig.
Oh, nice.
We told you before she was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and we read some of that to you about her identifying as black and Michael telling her that she was black her whole life. So she recently met with Lee Daniels for a screen test, and they said she's a natural. She's been taking acting for years now, so this is going to be her breakout year.
Well, I heard Lee is hiring Paris because he wants black people to feel better about themselves. He's already got a white woman on the show to make white people feel better about themselves, so now he hired a white black woman to make black people feel better about themselves.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Get your request.